Welcome in the head coach of the University of Pittsburgh men's basketball program, Jeff Capel, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, good morning to you. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We're great. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, just tell me, give me the lay of the land. Where's your program after this Wake win, and are things sort of recalibrated after, I guess, the tumult and in everything that transpired last week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a big win for us, much needed. I thought we played well. I thought we were really together. It was another game defensively where we played at a high level and rebounding the basketball. So that was good to see. And then we were able to manage some offense. Mikey Sabandi stepped up and played really, really well for us. Obviously, Justin, was consistent with his double-doubles. Will Jeffer stepped in and played a lot of minutes and did some really good things. And so we were able to, to get some offense from different people and win. And I like where we are as a program. Obviously, would like to have more wins. But I think, the way we're headed, I think we're trending towards that happening. We have a group of guys that's together that's all about Pitt. And all about trying to do whatever it takes to win.
Jeff, were you at all shocked or surprised by the final decisions of Xavier and Aldis?
Shocked and surprised. I'm not sure I'm shocked and surprised by anything anymore with college athletics. Certainly, I know the timing of everything makes it look maybe a little bit worse than it actually is. My thing is to support those two guys. I've said this over and over all year. There are a lot of factors that are playing into some of the decisions that are made by these young people. And, I know everyone wants to act and make it seem like it's normal, but it's not, like a normal year. And so to do everything normally and to react maybe normally, to report about things normally, and it's not. There are a lot of factors, especially this year with COVID, that have gone into some of these young people's decisions, not just, here with us, but, all around the country. And my job is always is to support them, is to help them navigate the things that are going on. And that's what I did in this situation with those two guys, and wish them luck. Best. Hope everything works out the way they want it to work out for them.
Jeff, how are the recruiting rules have changed, and then just the recruiting landscape transfer. I'm thinking about recruiting transfers. And then extra eligibility is part of this fallout from the pandemic as well. How much is all this going to affect the way that you approach this offseason?
It definitely will affect it. I don't know if it's much different than it has been. The only thing that will impact us, or something that probably not the only thing, but the thing that would impact us, I think probably the most, is the fact of not being able to have kids on visits, not being able, they've extended our dead period until May 31st. So that means we cannot go out, and also we cannot have kids on campus. And that affects us, because we are in a program right now that can show like a lot of wins since we've been in the ACC. If you look at our program, the success came in the Big East. This program hasn't had much success in the ACC. We don't have as far like the, all the different things that some of the schools have. What I've learned since I've been here is where we've had success, I think, is when we've been able to get a kid to campus. We've been able to get him here and to show him the city, to show him campus, to have him feel the energy that people have about sports here in the city. And that's been very attractive to the people we've been able to get on campus. And so that hurts us a little bit, but we have to figure out how to navigate through that.
Jeff Capel joining us here, Fan Morning Show. I look around the city, and I see Andy Toole. He lost his best guy. Dan Brott lost a bunch of guys. A couple kids leave your program. Is college basketball too transient? Do they allow it to be too transient?
Well, you know, it's different. That's all I'll say. I mean, it's just very, very different now. And it's probably more difficult for a coach than it was certainly when I played. Hell, maybe even 5-10 years ago. Gone are the days, you rarely see now a kid that becomes a senior, that becomes a good, like a really good player, and he's taken the time and the proper steps, especially if he's played and played a lot in high school. There's a great story of a kid at Georgia Tech, Moses Wright, and he didn't really play in high school. He's from North Carolina. I think he maybe played 1 year of high school basketball, goes to Georgia Tech, you know, wasn't like this ranked guy or anything like that. Maybe averages like 2-3 points a game as a freshman, maybe about 6 or 7, you know, as a sophomore. But he grew, his body grew. He got stronger. And all of a sudden now, as a senior, he's one of the best players in the ACC. And so what I mean by that is that he was patient. You understand it's a process. Maybe you don't play as much early, but, you know, you continue to grow, you get better and things like that. The problem now is that everyone wants it to happen so fast. And if it doesn't happen fast, normally the person to blame is the coach or the coaching staff. Very few kids and their families look inside and say, hey, am I doing everything right? Am I doing all I'm supposed to do? And it's easier now, I think, to cut bait and to leave. Think it's going to be better somewhere else, and it could be. But as far as the rules, you know, the rules certainly have changed. You know, we're at a time now where it's you know, the rights of the student athlete, and I certainly support all of that. I think in some situations, kids should be able to leave and transfer and play right away. But I do think it makes it easier for the young people to make these decisions, where sometimes it may be better to stay and stick it out. I think you learn so many lessons when you do that.
Does that lack of ability that some kids have, maybe, or lack of willingness to take that long, hard look in the mirror, make it even more surprising that a guy like William Jeffress, as young as he is — I heard you mention it on the ACC conference, coaches conference call the other day — said to you, hey, coach, I'm still just trying to figure out how to work at this.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, not many people, period. I don't care if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, adult. Not many people really look inside and like, look internally and look at what they're doing. You know, so many people now, I think this is something in society, like, they want to look at others. If it's not going well, then it's got to be something else. My boss doesn't like me, or this person's doing something to me. And, you know, with us, it's, you know, the coach is screwing me. He's not playing me. I should be doing this. I'm killing him. This is some of the things they say. I call their parents, I'm killing him. I'm doing this every day. I'm showing. And then, like, we talk to them. It's like, nah, that's not happening that way. and you know, social media, I mean, all these different things, you can live in non-reality. And, you know, that's the thing we try to teach our guys. Like, look, let's deal with reality. Like, this is what's really happening. One of the other things also is that sometimes these young people and they don't want to hear the truth. And if you tell them the truth and it doesn't match what their truth is or their delusion is, then sometimes that can make them want to leave too. It's just a really interesting time in college athletics, period, right now, in society. I mean, I see it with my kids. it's just a really interesting time. I feel for these young people. Heather and I were talking the other day when we were out there for senior night. And I said to her, I've said it over and over, I can't imagine being in college with COVID and having to navigate everything that's going on. Their world was turned upside down, man. I mean, no, you can't go out. You're supposed to stay in your apartment. You can't have people in your apartment or, you know, in your dorm. When you go out to eat, you can't. I mean, it's you have to wear a mask everywhere. I mean, it's so different. And give them credit, man. They're dealing with it. They're navigating through it. And it's certainly affected them, though.
Jeff Capel, Pitt men's basketball coach. Jeff, we thank you. We know you're busy. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks, positively. Jeff. That's I think there's some stuff. You're going to want to go check that back out on the podcast and really give a good listen to it. I know it happened in real time right there, but that's and I'm going to do that on the drive home today. I'm going to go back on the radio.com rewind app and listen to that because I want the words to kind of sink in. I want them to marinate a little bit more. You know, you want to hear something a second time, Chris, and you're like, I need to listen better to that because those seem like heavier words than they hit me that first time, and I really want to get into that a little bit deeper.
I agree with you, and I think, you know, I know a lot of people are still looking at the transfers and everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks and saying, man, is that necessarily a good sign? And then the production or lack thereof record-wise this year over last year, but I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's not because I think he's listening to what I'm saying right now, or I'm trying to heap platitudes or something on Jeff Cable. I listen to that guy talk and I say, man, this program's in a better spot right now than a lot of other programs with a similar record or similar transfers out. I have very few doubts, if any, about things going forward under him.